Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
BJ and Jamie.
All of his friends start college in August, and because he's going to California, they don't start school until September. Okay. And so he's like, this is such a bummer. Like, everybody's getting ready to take off, and I'm just going to be stuck here with you.
BJ.
I feel for him. No. Stuck here.
Stuck here with me. With me.
Jamie.
I said, all right, well, then let's do something crazy. Let's go to Switzerland or something like that, somewhere we haven't been.
If he goes to Switzerland,
yeah,
he still has to go with you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios.
Is it working now?
Denver,
yeah.
Colorado.
Oh, there you go.
Alice 105.9. And is it working? Yeah,
yeah,
now it's working. There we go. We didn't have headphones there for a second. Sorry about that. Also, on the Odyssey app, you can catch us. Easy to do. Odyssey is free. And put it on your phone. Take a city where you go. Get the podcast. Everything is there. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
You know, I got a text yesterday.
Yeah.
That everything's going to sound a little bit different today.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah, I did. I guess they're working on some things out at the transmitter.
Okay.
And they also did some processing with our microphones.
All right.
So when you hear it in the head, and I haven't had a chance to tell you yet.
Yep.
So just bear with us, I guess.
Are you telling me to bear with you?
I don't know what I'm saying.
Probably everyone.
Somebody needs to bear.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
All right, I'll bear with you.
So when we flip it on this morning, which we have already as of now, you may hear some difference. Don't let it distract you, I was told.
Okay. All right. Not distracting. I'm not distracted. Everything's fine. It is like crispier or something.
Yeah, it's louder.
Yeah, louder and crispier and whatever. So it's different.
It's a little different.
Yeah,
I'm trying to adjust over here as we go.
Yeah,
but nevertheless, we'll get through it. We'll get through it. Everything will be
fine
today.
Tell Chaz,
By the way.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to disclose this until, I told Carson
You're
already.
You're gay?
No, I'm not gay.
What? Is it too early?
Never mind.
Okay. What are you going to disclose? What are you going to disclose?
I won in the Mega Millions.
Oh, good.
But I can't say right now how much it is.
Yeah, we did this with Carson once. Remember, and then we did this whole thing, and you we snowed you so bad, you were like actually irritated.
But now it's not going to work.
Remember,
like Cry Wolf?
I was irritated too.
You were mad too.
Yeah, because it was the scratch offs, and I was just like, man, this money would have made such a huge difference in my life.
Boy, they didn't fix your microphone at all.
No. You sound weak.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't even hear you.
I can't, yeah.
And you're all the way up.
I'm just going to give up.
Yeah, but remember, we duped you, and we told you that Carson won a ton of money, and it was a whole thing.
Everyone thought it was like...
And you got so irritated.
How much did it turn out to be?
$200.
$200. Yeah.
But we played it off like it was $20,000.
Yeah.
I won $40.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. Well, that's better than nothing.
By the way, Jack Pocket paid me. You know, they pay the little guys, don't they?
Yeah.
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 That gives them a good standing with me, you know, because they know I'll come back. But I'm with Jamie. If I'd won that big one, what would have happened?
I told you, Larry took off with it. That's what happened.
Somebody won in Texas.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
A single ticket.
One person.
One person won it all.
Yeah. $800 million.
Yeah.
Dang.
Man, that's a good night. Yeah, on the ranch.
That is a good night. Jeez. I mean, what are you doing like right now, right? You won $800 million. You're in Texas. You're like, I don't even know what to do.
I feel like you rarely hear Texas, though.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Texas is like Colorado. It never pops up with the big ones.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
And I think Texas might have, it might be the biggest they've ever had.
Beer.
Gotta be close. $800 million.
So early.
How was your party last night?
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't make it?
I did not because, you know, I have 7 days left with my kid, and he came in, and he's like, God, do you want to watch a little bit of the debate? And I was like, okay, let's do that. And don't play that.
Play what?
The thing that he put in the system. My son.
I didn't play anything in the system.
No, I know, but he put my son in the system. Don't play it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't play that.
Anyway, I didn't know it was here.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, so he's like, let's watch a little bit of the debate. Well, when your kid says, let's watch TV together, Mom, for a minute.
And you've only got 7 days left.
You only have 7 days. Yeah. You're like, forget it. I don't need to go drink at Bud's with a bunch of people.
Right.
So we hung out.
So you stayed at home?
Yeah, we stayed at home.
Yep. All right, cool for you.
Yeah.
So yesterday, you know what? We have to take a break here because we're running just a little bit late. We wasted a little bit of time trying to get the sound right. But I'll tell you about my day yesterday.
Okay.
I saw...
Did you do baseball?
I did.
Oh, yeah. How was the team? Solid?
Yeah. We were...
Or was it
okay.
Football? Which one is it?
It's baseball.
Baseball, solid.
We have both, though.
Okay.
We have baseball and football.
Oh, yeah.
We did baseball last night.
Nice.
But no, that's not what held me up last night. I didn't get to watch much last night simply because of... And I'll tell you when we come back.
Okay. All right.
But,
gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know if things are going well at the house.
You had a lot going on.
I had a lot going on.
Like,
and it didn't have to be.
Oh, I want to know.
It didn't have to be.
It didn't have to be this
did
bad.
Did not have to be.
Really?
I wasn't planning on
okay.
Caught off guard,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Palace 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A little Justin Timberlake. There you go. A little sexy back, man. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. Maybe a little bit of rain in the forecast today. Oh, did you see all the rain in New Orleans? Woo!
Yeah, also don't forget it's 9/11 today.
9/11 today. Yeah, 23 years.
Yeah.
2001. So you're going to see that a lot today. There's a hurricane that's headed to New Orleans this morning. I think it's only a Category 1.
Francine. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got a lot of moisture with it,
too.
I know.
Spadilla is flying to Chicago, I think, today, and he does not realize it is going to be... wet mess.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, wet mess.
BJ
because
was telling me this morning.
Southern Illinois, I know, is under this big red thing that looks like it's just going to be all rain. It's awful.
And it's moving north.
Yeah.
So your paintballs are going to be wet, buddy.
Three years in a row, it's rained when I've gone to Chicago.
Yep.
All right, a few minutes ago, I was telling you that I got busy yesterday, and unexpected
busy. Busy like good busy, like getting busy with
No. There was no getting busy with it.
Okay.
But I was busy.
Because a lot of people use that term as in, like, getting busy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Getting busy.
You get busy.
No, I do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We used it in Tennessee, too.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so yesterday, you remember we had the car problem? My wife... Click, 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 starter, whatever it is. So the guy comes to the house yesterday. She calls up. Instead of taking it to a shop, she found one of these come-to-your-house mobile repairs.
You've used those before. I remember
I
you guys.
Have, yeah. And it was simple. It was a brake job, and it was really simple. The guy was there maybe an hour, and he was out of there, and it worked out fine. But yesterday, the guy comes over. Well, I guess the job is much bigger than what he anticipated, because this morning... I walk out, and the 4Runner hoods up, and half the engine's in the driveway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, this is a good.
Well, it's a Toyota, right? So my son replaced his starter on his, and it's a big job.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's because of where it's located.
I guess.
It's
underneath
thing.
The manifold on the engine and blah, 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 blah. Oh. Anyway, this guy's there for 4 hours yesterday. 4 hours. He's there.
He would have. I can't believe he didn't want to take it and have it lifted.
I told him. When he showed up and he told me what he had to do and how long it was going to take, I said, dude, I said, we can call this off right now. All right. We can just call this off. I'll get a tow and we'll take it over to a shop somewhere much easier than in my driveway. Okay. Well, he worked on it for 4 hours. He has to come back today to reassemble everything. And it is just a madhouse. It's unbelievable. But I do suggest that you can use these people. They're pretty good at what they do.
I prefer John at Highlands Ranch Imports, to be honest with you.
Yep. Yeah, no, I get it. I get it if you want to go take it to a shop. But I'm just saying that if you're in a position.
Yeah, it sounds like it's gone really well.
Well, I don't know yet.
The parts are still on the driveway.
I mean, hopefully nobody steals the parts. That's while they're what on I was the ground. Thinking. Yeah, right?
Never thought of that.
Yeah, right.
Well, they were there this morning when I came out.
All right,
so.
That's good.
So right now they're still in the neighborhood.
But I highly recommend it. Hey,
no, I'm just saying that I think they do a right, decent
so,
job.
So that happened. So what else?
Well, I had to go to baseball practice.
Right.
And then my wife's headed out the door. She's going to pottery class, loading up the vehicle to go to pottery class at 6:30 last night, right? On the way out the door. Oh, yeah. By the way, Frog has 3 book reports to do this morning.
Oh, no. 3?
I'm like, what? 3?
3?
3, Jamie. 3. We got through
and
one.
And he has baseball?
We got through one. Danny and the Dinosaur.
Oh, my God. And I don't think they have cliff notes for these books.
No. We have to do Terry the Toad tonight. We never made it through. I don't know how it's going to grade out today.
Oh, no. He didn't get them done?
So we ended up reading Danny and the Dinosaur for an hour and a half. It's a book that you and I could read in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. First grade. All right. No big deal. But it takes an hour and a half to read Danny and the Dinosaur.
Yeah. At that point, if he had 3 book reports to do, I'd just read them to him. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, that's going to be, you're going to be up until 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah. It was
all right. Well, some
house.
Good planning at the household.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I didn't get to watch the debate last night.
Because you had Danny.
I watched maybe, it was on and off. It was downstairs.
I got bored with it. We left. We stopped watching it. We got bored. So
yeah.
I watched
10 minutes.
Yeah, we pieced out of it. I mean, I had fun with my girlfriend. It's so cute. She had a little get together with her neighbors and she made blue drinks and red drinks.
Oh, really?
And I have a picture. It's super cute. Yeah. And she said that everybody thought they tasted good, too. And I was like, those are cute. I'm sorry. I just love any kind of, like, you know, when people do decor about a party. Like, if you're doing the debate, you do the red and the blue drinks. I love it, love it, love it. And she had blueberries and strawberries, too. Because you got to do the blue and the red food. Girls are so dumb,
cute
aren't we?
Drinks. Cute drinks for the party.
We're so over the top. I know.
All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. One big winner in the Mega Millions last night, $800 million down in Texas. Yeah, somebody in Texas woke up this morning a big old millionaire. We'll be right.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
There's a new theme song out, and it's for all the wrong reasons.
What song?
Number 6, please.
Number
5.
5.
Number 5.
Man, people are turning against him so hard. It's not even funny. I know, like, last month, people were kind of mad at him about Taylor Swift. We've moved on from that. But
what exactly did he do there? Because I don't remember.
Last month? Oh, he just said, like, he implied she didn't sing live or something. I don't know. It was dumb. Oh, okay. It was a hit and run. We moved on. But this one we cannot move away from. This one's bad. This one's really, really bad. Dave Grohl, out of nowhere, yesterday on his Instagram, just puts up there, just so matter of fact, he's like, hi, everyone. I just want you to know that I've just had a child out of my marriage, out of wedlock. I will be there for the child to help raise it. I'm trying to gain the trust back from my family.
I will say, I'm looking at the quote right here for a guy that went out and with another woman and had a baby. It's well written.
I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children, and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and the yid's gone, Dave, and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration towards all the children involved as we move forward together. Dave, guess what? Your oldest daughter already removed her Instagram account. She peaced out. And ain't no way these kids are going to get over this. What you just proved to them is that every man is a scumbag, even their father.
21 years of marriage.
I know. And everybody was in love with their love. They were just at the U.S. Open. He and his wife were just at the U.S. Open. And they looked so happy together. And everything was great. Little did we know there was a baby on the way.
Yeah.
From some whore. Yeah. And why aren't you snipped? You have three kids. You know? You have three kids, snip it. Oh, I bet he wish he would have. Yeah. So anyway.
Do we know who the woman is?
No, not yet.
Have we said?
He's not keeping it a secret.
Yep. Hmm. So right now, I've never seen anything like it. People are pissed off at him. Everybody loves the Foo Fighters, right? And everybody loves Dave. They love everything about him. And then, you know, he went through that horrible heartbreak with his drummer passing away, right? And then what's the drummer's name? It doesn't matter. Anyway, he had his son on playing in his place, playing the drums for his father. You know, just he does everything right. He's like the picture of perfection as far as a rock star. We all love him, but not anymore, Dave. I've never seen such comments.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. Because the People magazine ran the article, and I was going through the comments. Wow.
So, now, I don't know much about Dave Grohl and his wife or his marriage or anything like that. So they were considered like the love of the rock industry, basically?
Everybody was proud of him because he never cheated on her. You know,
really?
He was with people like Kurt Cobain. I mean, God, like just a train wreck,
all
right?
The parties they must have had and everything.
They've got a list this morning of about three or four different women that they think that he's cheated with.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Christina Aguilera being one of them.
She's a genie in a bottle.
Yeah. Who's
anyway,
bottle?
This is so sad. So Dave Grohl, and man, people are turning against him hardcore. All right. Let's see here. Jason and Travis Kelce, they get paid $100 million to do this. Did you guys see people are giving Jason Kelce crap because he said he was just kidding, but people take it out of context. He said, you know, I told my wife I didn't want to talk about this anymore and get inside the kitchen and make some more sandwiches. And people are so mad.
People hear that and they just instantly turn on him.
Exactly. So what is this exactly, Schmidel?
Honestly, they're just making these weird jazz noises, and it's just like, how is this content that they're getting paid $100 million to make?
Okay, let's listen.
That's what Jason looks like right now. Just a jazzy little.
That wasn't jazz. I don't know what that is, but jazz would be like. I used to play jazz. I'm trying to think.
Nice. That's exactly what I just did.
Yours could have been with a different rhythm section. That completely changed it up. You didn't have any swing in yours.
$100 million.
That's what you get.
That is it. Man, we're underpaid.
Well, I know the feeling because we get that often. How do you guys get paid to do what you do?
That's true story.
I get it.
It's true. Let's see here. Dax Shepard sets the record straight on the wild tabloid rumor. He and his wife, Kristen Bell, are swingers. This is Dax Shepard. He talks to Drew Barrymore about it.
There's rumors. We were Hollywood swingers.
Oh.
Yeah. and we hosted swing parties. This was
what?
Like, yes, this was in the tabloids.
No!
And my favorite part of that happening was we got a lot of texts from other friends of ours saying, how could you not have invited me to the swinger party?
No!
Yeah.
And then how did you...
I mean, they were teasing, of course, because they know us and they know we're not hosting swinger parties. But I just thought that was a great to receive, you know, like a text from Kimmel saying my feelings are quite hurt that Molly and I weren't invited to this swingers party was very funny.
And then finally for you, I love this. I think this is hilarious. I don't know because I watched it with the actual pictures, so it might not play on radio. So just I'm going to put that out there. But there is this thing that's going viral, and it's if soap operas actually did the play-by-play to somebody either getting injured or fantasy football. It would be much better if soap opera stars did the play-by-play or the commentary on football. Here it is.
Did you get an update?
It's not good. It's not good at all. It's the worst case scenario.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's a full Achilles tear. They don't even know if he's going to be ready week one next season.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't have the running back depth to overcome this. What am I going to do? I don't know.
You can make a trade.
For what? My kicker? My roster is depleted.
What about your waiver wire?
No. It's over.
Oh my God, they're Bronco fans. That sounds like something from the Broncos.
I know, right?
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Speaking of which, it doesn't look like Russell Wilson is going to play.
I smell a rat.
Yeah.
I smell a rat. They're doing that intentionally.
See, I don't think they are. I think that they're bigger than that. I don't think they're like trying to protect Russell. Like, I don't think they care.
I like conspiracies. I think that he's afraid to play us.
I mean, it might be on him that he's acting like he still is hurt, but I don't think as an organization they're like, oh, we got to save Russell. You know, we don't want to embarrass him in front of
him. I think they made a mistake and they're like, yeah, we're not going to start you at all.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but he is definitely not going to play.
We're paying him. He's got to play.
I know.
He's got to play.
Isn't that crazy?
If we pay you, then we can tell you if you're playing or not when you come to town.
I agree.
Okay, we're writing the check here, folks.
Oh, my God. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.